22.
Oh, we're doing good now.
We're in that ballpark.
Yeah, we are. Just in case Diesel's listening and has to call in, is compelled, we'll turn it up just a teensy bit so I can hear it when it comes.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Hound Dog and Abel Eakin. I am Abel Eakin, and Hound Dog is here, and we have our local newspapers.
We managed to get through another week.
Yeah.
Without getting sunburned or heat stroke.
Hey, I've had
in February
30 downloads. 30 downloads of the I Can't Sleep show from last Wednesday with the Love Doctor.
Oh yeah.
You know, I kept saying to her, my wife tells me that all the federal workers she's with, this morning she told me about a coworker that came in and vomited his anxiety upon her.
Guess vomited. What?
Well, that was her word. It's like, you know, because he got, I don't know, 25 or 30 years. How long ago was Gingrich now, Stuart?
95.
So however many years ago that was, that he got riffed, you know, when Gingrich came in. You know, he was working for some office of technology or something. And then he went over to the National Institute of Health, and then there was some shakeup there, and he got riffed there, and now he's afraid he's going to get riffed again, right? You know, and it's just like anxiety.
Well, it's a comedy of errors.
And anxiety central, right? So she says the most common complaint is I can't sleep.
Huh.
Of all these federal workers, right?
Huh.
That she works with. So we had the Love Doctor come on and say, well, you got to talk to us about how these we got a lot of federal workers here in the county. They can't sleep. I think they're going to lose their job or something. And she says, well, you know, it's not only loss of job that causes loss of sleep. What about when your marriage is screwed up? You have a hard time sleeping then, too, maybe. I said, okay. You know, because the Love Doctor wants to turn things back down to love always, you know. But yeah. Anyway.
Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love.
What's
you know?
Love?
Yeah, she wants to talk about relationships and stuff. So anyway, but I've had a lot of downloads on that one.
Good.
So
I wonder how many you're going to get for yesterday's show.
Well, we are. I haven't got it up yet.
Oh, man.
We were going
to. Why did somebody lift their ass up yesterday?
Yeah, Stuart Aker.
Wait.
I know. He thought you could just see
his
him.
His gun's blazing,
can't
man.
You just see him?
He had boat pistols out of the holster.
Can't you just see him downtown Philly on a soapbox, you know, and yelling
man.
Out? And, you know, and the cops can't decide whether he's crazy or a revolutionary?
Well,
you know,
I know one thing. I sold the rooster. I said, you know, you got the two best guys in the business I know going to organize them. That's what it's going to take. Hmm. Get them all pulling the boat or the sled at the same time.
Okay. Let's get it going. By the way, we had this group, and there's all kinds of stuff going on here in Shepherdstown related to this.
Well, you probably know more about it than I do.
Well, I get the email.
It's your fault.
It is my fault.
Yeah.
I set the spark, and the prairie came on fire.
Yeah.
Prairie fire. Did you know that Mao Zedong wrote a pamphlet called Prairie Fire once?
Really?
Yes, he did. A single spark can start a prairie fire.
Well, no kidding.
You know, that's what he had other kinds of expressions that would tell somebody who had never even learned to write their name, you know, what direction to go. I mean, he had. I think Mao had some of the most succinct one-liners that could mobilize an entire nation in history. You know, he had but the problem was, it's not clear what any of the one-liners actually meant.
That's the art of the deal.
That's the
art of the deal. You know that.
Yeah, there you go.
I know somebody likes that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that guy likes that art of the deal.
You know. Now, Abel, speaking of the local news here, it turns out that I've been reading that the that there's a new offer related to the Hilltop.
Yeah, there's a, let's say, Hilltop.
Yeah, now, that's a review for our listeners, you know, just briefly. Okay, the Hilltop House is the oldest hotel in the county, and it was has a long history. It was owned for many years by an African-American family, and I think when President Clinton actually ran for office, he came here and stayed there.
Yep.
as part of a, you know, thing and whatever. They got a picture of him there. They got a picture of him at the Country Cafe, too. Anyway, but it went into decay, and as those around here know, it's not been refurbished for at least 15, 20 years maybe now.
25, 30 years.
And so it's they've been trying to replace it. So there came about a developer who wanted to turn it into a five-star resort kind of thing. And he bought not only the hotel, but he also bought about 15, 20 different homes from around the area because he was clearly going to...
On that street.
Yeah, develop, going to develop the whole thing. Actually, Andy and Janet, you know, our friends, right? Andy, they bought his house.
Really?
They paid him a great price for it. Yeah, you know. And so he said, sure. And they just moved three blocks away into a new place, right? To a better place than they had.
Wow.
So it was a good... You know, so it came along. But then, you know, this local... keep in mind, Harpers Ferry has about, what, 300 voters, if that.
If that.
None of the businesses have any representation in town because nobody lives there. And none of the businesses thrive much, you know, because you can't park anywhere, okay? So it's difficult to get customers if you can't park. And they do have the traffic from the national park that walks through, but I mean that's very seasonal.
Yes.
And not.
Well, and they don't really want to part with their money. Mm-mm. They just want to look.
That's right. They don't want to spend a lot of money.
They want you to give them something.
And they want a hamburger. They don't really want anything else. And so, well, okay. So along comes this developer. He's going to do the whole thing. Offers to pay the back taxes, which I guess. Nobody's paid for a long time anyway, and fix the water system in the town too, which or at least contribute heavily to it. That was part of the deal. And of course the water system, as those of us who live here know, is in needs repair. It was put in the early 70s when Bird got money for it somehow, and now it needs to be replaced, and now there is no money. And that is the fundamental problem, is that Harpers Ferry has no money.
Money talks and bullshit.
And they have a contribution that the National Park puts in, but my understanding is that hasn't been increased in decades. And so, yeah, you know, inflation, even if it's low, eventually eats away at whatever, some fixed sum. So they're in trouble. They have no money. But there's a preservationist group in Harpers Ferry that doesn't want anything to change either, okay? And so basically they sabotaged the project. Now some, they will tell you that, oh, it wasn't a real project. They weren't ever really going to build it, but of course they're not going to build it after you had your chief of police arrest the developer on his own property. Yes, that's about when he threw in the towel. Okay. You're planting trees illegally. I didn't even plant them. I just bought the trees. I just bought that came with the property.
I didn't plant the trees. They were there when I bought the trees.
So now there's a new proposal come in.
Wow.
That is a smaller scale project, supposedly. And but, you know, the problem is, how are you going to make money on it? But I think what's happened is that some of the preservationist group has become weakened because the town now can't afford anything. There's no the sharing from the racetrack is going down. By the way, I understand there's a $1.6 billion deficit going to take place in Jefferson County.
Yeah.
The sheriff has put forward his need for deputies based on the collapse of Harpers Ferry Bolivar Police Force. And the county commissioners, no, you can't have any increase in budget. Oh, no. Oh, no. Doherty is being straight out. He says, if you don't do that, because of the reductions in state police support, he says, you are putting both the officers here, the deputies here, there, as well as your citizens at risk. And that is what he said.
Yeah. Serve and protect. And he wants to protect them, but it takes money.
Anyway, so... And there's reports of increased break-ins going on now. The heroin trade knows that there's not going to coming up pretty soon here. As soon as the state police stop doing their work from midnight to 6, that it's going to be heroin heaven here in Jefferson County between midnight and 6 if all that comes to pass.
Yep.
So.
And thievery, thuggery.
Thuggery, thievery. People will be cooking up all kinds of dope and
stealing cars.
Well, the convenience stores will have to close.
Yeah, they won't be open. Said, no, too easy to be compromised.
Now, there's also been out an order. You know, they're going to round up millions of aliens, which have landed in Florida, came in here on green cheese ships here a few weeks ago. The people thought that it was, they didn't know it was an alien. See, they thought it was a new, you know, like mayonnaise spread for their sandwiches. Yeah. Turns out it was an alien invasion. You know, that's what happened.
They thought it was cheese. Yeah, they thought it was cheese.
Yeah.
Everybody likes cheese.
Anyway, so that's not happening. The other, what else is not happening, Hound Dog?
Oh, man, you're way ahead of me here. I got all the articles here. Yeah.
Just give me a headline, and I'll make up the rest.
Oh, hey, that's the way you do it. Boy, you're right in vogue here, isn't it? Yeah.
That's what they do with Donald.
Yeah.
Here's the headline, you know. Hey, okay, I can work with that.
Oh, here's an interesting thing I thought of. Oh, Donald says, what about Sweden? What about Sweden got all these problems? Sweden's got all these problems.
Terrorism.
Yeah. He says, and to begin with, he's beating up on the media, right?
Oh yeah, they're the enemy.
I got it on Fox News. That's where I got that story, bro.
Yeah, right. I like it.
What an idiot!
Beats
up on the media, and then they gets a story of all people, Fox News.
Right, those guys. I know. I can't watch them. You watch them for about 15 minutes, and you get a headache. You know.
Yeah, but of all people, though.
But, you know, when you get the headache watching Fox News, it's not Fox News that's giving you the headache. It's black people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're giving you a headache.
It's your brain trying to digest that false news.
I know. I know. Well, they got 2 weeks into the governor has proposed a budget in West Virginia. We're 2 weeks into the legislative session, and the Republicans have proposed nothing. So a third of the legislative session is over, and their only constitutional, by the way, mandate is to have a budget. That's their they are mandated by the Constitution to create to develop a budget. The legislature is, and they haven't even started because they're going to waste time. And again, you know, for 6-8 weeks, you know, talking about, you know, bullshit, and then they're going, oh God, we'll have to have a budget. I guess we'll have to cut everything. Right. You know, we already got. But I know what I wanted to say, Bill. I mean, Hound Dog.
Get that right. Get it right.
Hound Dog. I got that. Is that lots of these folks around here have been very active. I mean, Zaki was telling me that they went up to Capito's mobile office, of course, at which Capito was not present. But they had she said they had 200 people that were showing up from between Berkeley and Jefferson. So this little vigilance group, which is a bunch of people around here, we all know them all. You know Lynn, right? Lynn Yellett. And they're going to have a meeting next. What's the first? Is that what day?
That's Wednesday.
Wednesday night at if you're active, we're going to have a table there. Epic Radio at Town Run Brewery, having a little fair of all the different little gigs going on around here that are, you know, creating havoc and making it so that people are running from office here. They don't want to meet the people.
That's a good place to start, fellas. Get them all on the, pulling the sled.
I like that. That's right.
That's how it begins. Get a little one here, a little one here.
Well, some of
you start picking up pennies pretty soon, you got a dollar.
You know, Hound Dog, you know, some of your, that's a lesson that was learned by some of your fine, furry, husky friends up there in the far north.
Yeah.
Pull together, right?
Pull together.
Pull together.
Pull together.
You know?
There's no I in the word team, I don't think.
No.
Right.
No I in team.
There's no I in team.
It's not about me. It's about us. And we're about
I know more about the world than anybody.
Yeah, I'm so smart.
I'm so smart.
Hey, did you see it was put out that only reason he graduated from Wharton was that his father donated a lot of money and got, they had a special program in real estate for him. They never had nobody ever got a master's in just real estate.
No.
You know, but there was no program, but his father made a lot of money, donated money to the University of Pennsylvania to make sure that they had a real estate program. And then they put the Donald in it. And he excelled at that for some reason. You know, I'm sure they just bought his way through. But But turns out he was not a genius in school. He had a very mediocre academic record.
No, and he was bullied because he was such a jerk.
You know, I think, you know,
that's a story I heard.
I got to tell you a secret that I found out yesterday about him. He's not a him.
Uh-oh. This ought to be good.
No, he's a girl.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He sure is an ugly girl.
He's a big one. Okay, but I understand. But
he's ugly.
You know, don't you think, I was telling Stuart last night, I think that maybe if Meryl Streep could dress up as Donald, we could get a thing going.
Oh,
there.
Man.
She'd
be the one to do it.
Yeah.
But she played all kinds of.
I know she can do, you know, Inside Out, you know, whole thing. So
she's a chameleon.
Yeah. I'm a great actress, and so I figure if she could probably do it. But I actually think it's true. I believe that Donald is actually a girl, and Melania, of course, likes girls. I mean, melanoma.
She's a Russian spy.
Ooh. How about that? Oh, that's a great movie right there. Turns out the agent is actually Melanoma, you know, who is watching Donald all the time
telling him what to do.
For Vladimir.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Well, she comes from over there, someplace close by over there, some weird country. I don't know where it is.
What'd she come from?
Slovenia.
Oh, Slovenia. Actually, oh, yeah. Carol says Slovenia is a great place, actually.
Oh, really?
They had an economic conference there. She said the food was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, how were the boys?
I didn't ask. She, you know. Now you're embarrassing me.
I want to get the whole scoop, Daddy. I'm a hound dog. I don't want to just turn over one rock. I want to turn them all over.
Well, you know, here's an example. Now, I've been putting olives of one kind or another in my salads ever since I married my wife.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she would assiduously pick them out.
Huh.
Okay. But after she came back from Slovenia, she got her own olives.
She ate the olives.
She got her own. She went out and got all these, exotic olives.
Your olives suck. I got the good ones.
But all of a sudden she's olive. She's into olive. I mean, that it transformed her.
Did you ask her what his name was?
No. Probably turned out to be our friend up on the hill here, the Greek god or something like that. Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, I'm going to play a little song here while you think of what's doing there. This is called...
Well, we already covered most of it.
We got more to go. We got a lot more to go. That's unbelievable. I want to play a song for you, though. I want to play something you're going to like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes I got to...
We'll see what you think of me.
Well, okay. I'm looking for the one that I want. How about this? The title should grab you, The Sea of No Cares.
Huh.
Really?
Play it.
Now I'm going to play this. This is you right here, John Barber.
What ails you, my daughter dear? Your eyes, they are so dim. Have you had any sore sickness, or yet been sleeping with a man? I have not had any sore sickness, but I know what's ailing me. I'm thinking of my own true love. It plows the raging sea. It plows the raging sea. Or a duke or a knight, or a man of wealth or fame, or is he one of my sailor lads? Come tell me now his name. He is no lord, no duke, nor knight, nor a man of wealth or fame. He is one of your sailor lads. And John Barber is his name. Now if John Barber is his name, John Barber is his name. Then hanged he will be. Then hanged he will be.
Great Big C there with John Barber, Sean McCann doing the lead singing on that one. And that sounds like a really old song. It's actually not. They wrote it like an old song. But anyway, so Great Big C, if you ever get a chance to see them, I suggest that you do not miss it. They're three guys. Used to be four. But... three Canadians, all mostly from Newfoundland, and they turned the folk song into something quite unusual there. Anyway, they're like the Canadian national band. Every time the Queen comes to Canada, which is not that often, but when she comes, she asks for Great Big C, and that's what she gets. So, Alan Doyle, and some of the time they the great actor Russell Crowe plays with them, because Alan Doyle and who's the lead guy on Great Big Sea and Russell Crowe are great friends. I think Russell has him as a cameo actor in about half the movies he does. He's in there. I noticed in Robin Hood he's the guy playing the Lear. And a few other things similar. So anyway, we love him. And they come down here. They play Wolf Trap every other year, just about, I think. And they fill the place. You can't sit down. You know, when I'm up, I can't get down.
There you go.
Okay, my feet off the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. All right. Well, one of the things we want to talk about here is look at this article right here, Hound Dog.
Yeah.
Churches in Jefferson County and in Berkeley County, too. You need to consider your role as a sanctuary for immigrants that appear to be on the target of the creeps in power right now. And
change in policy.
Yeah. Creeps in power, I call it. CI creeps in SIP, KIP, creeps in CRIP, CRIPS, creeps in power, CRIPS. I don't know, whatever. And so a sanctuary for immigrants. Churches across the USA are offering a shield for those facing deportation. And that's an important thing for the community to get involved in. And I intend to make sure that that's on the agenda of this of the Shepherdstown Ministerial Association, which meets next Tuesday. I may have a reason not to go to Fanny's thing. We'll see. I don't know. But anyway. So that I think we ought to do that here in town. So all you guys there, Reverend Schramm, who I love, even though you're a little on the conservative side, but I think church ministers should be, you know, I don't mind a little bit of, you know, patience and let's wait from them, actually. Let's hold on a minute. Okay. Randy Tremba, kind of the leader of the band here in Shepherdstown. And the new pastor at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Karen Valentine, the other Karen Valentine. And I don't know, we got we could talk to Reverend Broplay here too, out at Asbury. I think we should talk to him and see what's happening on the refugee front, and whether we're gonna where the demand is going to occur. By the way, the thing to do, you know, First Friday is coming up a week from tomorrow. Steve Warner is still doing that, and I believe it's going to be the last performance of what remains of the Rolling Coyotes.
Ah.
As you know, Steve Warner appears to have fired Elliot Simon from his band for the usual reasons. Elliot gets fired for, you know, from everything, and then what's wrong? Just my pilot. Like, I don't want to listen to that garbage anymore, Steve.
Poor Elliot.
Anyway.
Can't get out of his own way.
I know. We had to fire him from here too. You know.
He'll give him a gun, but don't give him any bullets.
You know, yes.
You see this?
You got that right, buddy.
Yeah, you need to try and stick him in the front.
Anyway. But anyway, so Andy Mossholder and Steve Warner are going to do the last Rolling Coyotes concert. Steve has got a mandolin player that used to play with him to stand in place of Elliot's keyboards. but... Anyway, so they're going to do that. But anyway, the guy that does the food service for the First Friday, now you probably know his name. He is, what's the big Methodist church up here in Martinsburg? They used to run an every night meal for the homeless. You don't know his name. Okay. Anyway, he's a good guy, you know, and he knows all the immigrant community people. He knows them all. He was most of the people showing up at those dinners, right? Huh. Were folks that had just got here by some means. Okay. Anyway, so I'm gonna talk to him. He'll know where all people are. Because I mean, no point in making a big case out of it if all the immigrants have moved on to Hagerstown.
Well, if they're gonna keep a low profile, that's gonna be the next.
Well, that's the other thing is whether they want
hiding. They're not gonna be out.
Well, how about a place to hide where it's gonna be a big deal, you know, to go in and get them.
Yeah.
Now I saw, for example, that in where they're doing these ICE raids in Austin, Texas. ICE is the
the cops.
The cops, basically, for immigration. Yeah. Anyway, and they wouldn't go into the church.
No.
But the minute someone came out of the church, they picked him up. And,
yeah,
you know,
they grabbed him.
Sent him back to Haiti or whatever.
Wherever.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they can stay.
Yeah.
If you're from Mexico, you got to go back.
I think for every...
If you're from them seven countries, you can't come.
I will support getting rid of every Mexican in case, as long as a billionaire goes with them. Two-thirds of Americans fear the U.S. will get in a major war under Trump. Well, they're right. They will.
No question about that.
Yeah. How's it going to... He can't do what he's doing without...
He can't avoid it.
Yeah, right. He's got four generals on... He's got four generals on his staff.
Yeah,
now.
He wants one.
Yeah.
We gotta get some.
But what's he gonna go first? He can't go to Syria now. He gave Syria to Putin. Putin's got Syria. Where's he gonna go? Iran?
Anywhere? Just somewhere.
Maybe why don't he just get the
dart out and just.
Why don't he just? You know what he could do? He could keep gaslighting us that he's gonna do a major invasion of a terrorist center. Turns out it's an uninhabited island in the middle of the Pacific. He wants to play golf.
Yeah. You better hang up them golf clubs.
I don't know. You think he walks around the course, or does he use a cart?
He's got a cart, man. Are you kidding me?
You know, the old timers used to say, that's not golf.
No.
You know. Why don't you have a martini while you're taking your swing?
Well, he does.
I got that shaker cool there, buddy. I got to eat another minute. Where's Melanoma? Because she can bring me my drink.
She's not a happy camper.
Yeah. Well, oh.
Poor thing.
Poor thing.
God. Of course, she's probably glad to be rid of him. She ain't got to listen to his tongue flapping all the time.
She could just hang out in the tower and, I don't know.
And get room service.
You're right. Would you be willing to help her out with that room service?
No.
No, okay, just one number.
You kidding me?
Well, she might be feeling kind of. She might want your kind of company.
No, I doubt it.
I bet she'd be charmed as hell.
Shit.
You know. No, yeah, Bill, give me another one of them things you just gave me.
I'd revert back to my old. Come here.
Okay. We'll leave the subject of melanoma for a moment.
Let's don't go there.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Shepherd University is going to have a play.
Yeah?
At the Arts Center. They Call Me Q.
What's that mean? What is that?
I don't know.
They Call Me Q?
Wednesday.
Is that like a, they call me queer? Or?
They Call Me Q at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday. I guess that was yesterday, wasn't it?
This
is Thursday, so it's got to be next week.
They called you Q.
It's got to be next week.
Yeah, I just got that paper this morning, so.
Yeah, it's got to be next week.
All right. They called me what?
They Call Me Q.
I got to find out what that
they
what's
call
about.
Me Q. What's that all about?
Q. They Call Me Q. Okay, I'm see whether Google knows.
Hmm.
Oh, they do. Well, uh-oh. It's a solo show, an emotionally charged comedy, 13 characters, 1 hour, one actress.
Whoa. Wow.
Are they showing it as a film, or is she going to actually do it here? It's a play. Maybe she's coming.
It's a play actress and playwright.
Yeah, okay, you're right. It's her.
Speaks to the interest search for identity.
Yeah, it's reviewed in the Times here.
Really?
Yeah. An Indian girl who just wanted to be Puerto Rican. They Call Me Q. Karat and Kadwani's solo show.
Huh.
And
well, that was a good one I hit.
Yeah. I think that's going to be kind
news.
Of a, that might be worth going to, buddy. How much are they going to charge you for it, I wonder?
$10. $10 for general public. $5 for Shepherd students, staff and students.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm proud to be Indian.
Senior citizens, $5, so you can get in.
Yeah,
five
right.
Bucks.
Okay, that's right. What do you have to be, a senior over 65 or 62?
I don't know.
Well, you could get in if you're over 62. Couldn't
well,
you?
I'm over 62.
Well, okay. Well,
but they don't call me Q.
They don't call me Q? No, but that's okay. It might be worth seeing.
Yeah, that might be. That's written up. Or would you say it's in the Times?
Yeah, it's written up. She's from New York, and she was, I guess, born in India, but went to school with a bunch of Puerto Rican girls and wanted to be like them. Huh. So she's doing this one person show. A capable actress who is comfortable on stage. Jokes about overbearing mothers of any ethnicity are well-worn, and angst amongst teenagers is as common as acne. Doesn't help that several recent shows have tackled the one-person format. You know, so she's competing a little bit. Anyway.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. It might be, it sounds like
what
an interesting.
What was you saying yesterday about, you were talking about it. Who was that woman yesterday anyway?
That was Laura Marquardt. That was a friend of Stuart. She's a she's a staff representative for American Association of University Professors. you know, union for professors.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Anyway, she's talking about.
But there's a bunch of sleepless people inviting, over there too.
She's talking about inviting us to be on some kind of conference or about talk about getting nailed on the radio because their free speech is one of their, and academic freedom is one of their big issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe we can get a little national publicity.
Yeah, I'm ready to keep on getting on.
I'm ready to start getting a little more radical on the radio in order to attract more crazy people to our listenership. Okay.
Well, there's merit in that thought.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people like to have a little edginess all the time. They like that. You know, it's well,
entertaining. Damn, they ain't got it now. You want to be edgy? Talk about listen to me. I'm real edgy.
So I'm going to start a series, I think.
Yeah, when the volume in my voice goes up, I tell you something.
I'm going to start a series of my thing called Famous Revolutionaries is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Tom Paine on the program.
Sam Adams. Oh, yeah. I like that stuff.
I'm going to get my buddy. I'm going to get the classics, too, like you know, Lenin and Mao to say things as well.
Oh,
Abraham Lincoln, he was a revolutionary. Turned the country upside the hell down. W.E.B. Du Bois, there's a revolutionary for you. Yeah. And we got Eugene Debs. And
we need somebody that does impersonations.
Well, we got somebody.
Of course, we don't know what Lincoln sounded like, so.
Well, according to people who heard him at Cooper's Union, now that's where he campaigned in New York for president.
Well, who was, could have heard him and tell about it?
Well, they wrote about it, okay, that he had a voice that was not deep and like Raymond Massey, you know, in the old movie. Yeah, it was like that. It was kind of screechy, but one of the things about it was it says that it carried a long way. In other words, it was a little on the high-pitched side, not low-pitched side.
And he
could almost screech in a way that you could hear him at the end of a hall, right? And because he didn't have any amplification in those days, right?
Huh.
You know, so he was like, that's what they say. So I don't know any actor that's ever played him with anything close to that as a voice, right? Henry Fonda played him, and Raymond Massey, and who was Daniel Day-Lewis, and the one that was out a couple years ago there in Lincoln, which is a good movie. Great movie, by the way. Yeah. I don't know. We don't. Oh, and that's the only account I think that was ever written about was people reporting on him when he was campaigning for president at a Cooper Union up in upstate New York there.
Huh.
They talked about how he had, because the people had never even, they just begun to hear of him, right?
Lord,
that speech launched his presidential campaign.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it did. Yeah. 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 It's a.
You heard of Chou En Lai?
What?
Chou En Lai.
Oh, yeah, he's a good, I don't know much about him.
He was a radical.
He was, yeah, Chou En Lai, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was one of Mao's guys.
Mao Tutong.
Mao Tutong.
Yeah, he had two tongues.
Although, now, Bill, I want to get your opinion on this because I read not too
long. I got a lot of opinions about everything.
Well, I want to go. This is a good one on you. So I read a speech not long ago by the current president of China, and he was responding to appeals by lots of people in China to talk about, you know, what a complete screw-up Mao was about some things. And Mao was a complete screw-up about the economy. Okay?
Yes.
I mean, he nearly ruined him. Okay.
Yeah.
But the president of China had an interesting thing to say. He says, yes, that was a, there was a lot of mistakes made then. But those of you who want me to criminalize a former leader of our country, he says, I'm not going to do that. And the reason he said the big mistake Russia made, he said, was not that Stalin was not a bad guy, you know, and did bad things. But once you criminalize the leadership of your country, they will never believe in you again.
Huh.
And he said, you know, we have a lot of problems that Mao did. Terrible crisis. The Cultural Revolution, where they had famine and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And he said, but, you know, hey, think back. If the revolution had not, if you were still living under the emperor.
Oh, boy.
That would be nothing. None of this would even. You have a whole other list of problems. None of these problems.
That wouldn't matter.
Nothing would matter, right? Okay. So you have to look
at
things.
Bigger problems than that.
Now we are building things differently, and but we would have never gotten here if someone hadn't gotten rid of the empire.
Well, that's
an interesting thought.
Here's my opinion on that. We are now engaged in a cultural war.
Neither you're right about that, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
You're going to get along and
I reduce everything down to the least common denominator.
Right.
It's a cultural war.
So you didn't miss the class in fractions when you were in school? If you're doing common denominator stuff, I mean.
Oh, no. No, I was good at math.
Right. Find the common denominator and simplify.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You just described the essence of mathematics.
It's find a bullet.
And the essence of carpentry.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. And the essence of carpentry.
Yeah.
You know, that
fractions
was the...
are the essence of carpentry.
Yes, they are.
You know, actually, you know, it's interesting. You know, this thing of find the common denominator and simplify is the is what Carol described as the essence of Paul Krugman's genius in economics. Economics can be very complicated. You know, the math can get really complicated.
Man.
All these, what do they call them, dynamic equilibrium equations.
Yeah, exactly.
But Krugman's gift is he understands how to simplify without oversimplifying.
Yeah, how do you
make it so you can understand what
does it mean?
Right. And that's a great gift of people that are really smart that can figure that. That's one of their gifts, right? How do I simplify? You know, and because otherwise nobody can understand it, right?
No.
If you keep it too complicated, it doesn't matter how smart you are.
Yeah. I mean, all this rhetoric and all these protests and all this, you know, well, what's it look like?
Yeah. I think it's cool
with
that
blue paint on the wall. It's blue paint. You know, it's not some cloud. Pretty clouds. It's blue.
That's right.
It's blue paint on the wall.
Well, hound dog, what's eating this week? I know you like to cook periodically. What's on the dinner plate for?
Next month? Last night I made a bunch of black beans and rice in honor of Mardi Gras.
Now, do you use just oil, or do you use any like pork fat
I put some chopped up leftover Cajun style steak in there.
Ooh.
And steamed cauliflower.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I put that in there, too.
Yeah. That's a pretty good black beans thing. You use hot stuff in it? Yours is hot?
Yeah.
So I had a Cuban friend of mine.
A little on the Cajun or Caribbean side.
On the Caribbean side.
Yeah.
Because I had a Cuban family that made me black. They're a black. Now, they don't use... They use pork, okay? I think she used soft pork as...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the thing, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what she would do is that she'd put a whole bunch of bay leaves.
Huh.
Okay. Not much. Maybe one, like a third of a jalapeno pepper for a pot. Not much more than that. Something like that. Huh. You know. And as far as hot, kind of something hot, right?
Yeah.
But man, she let that thing cook down, and at the end she put in vinegar.
Hmm.
Right at the end. You know, and then serve it to you. And that little thing of vinegar at the end, I don't know what it did, but it did add a little bit of...
Huh.
But the bay leaf, she'd had like five bay leaves.
Hmm.
And it was pretty good.
Man.
You know, and she said, well, Cubans, they don't have it as spicy as some places have it. You can get it, and it's a little more spicy, right, you know?
Yeah.
Like you used a Cajun steak, right? Or some kind of, like a hotter sausage or something like that, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But...
Sometimes I put a chunk pineapple in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that probably has a little acidic, sweet and acidic.
It has it's sweet and acidic, and it really...
Do you add sugar directly to your beans?
No.
Well, now the Cubans do that.
No.
They'll add sugar. Yeah.
No.
It's interesting.
But it has a great reaction to the spice.
Yeah.
The pineapple.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I gotta try that.
Because just get a can of chunk pineapple and drain all the juice off, let it get good and dry, and then throw it in there with the rice and everybody and whip her up and boom, done.
All right, buddy. Okay. Black beans and rice black on the menu at your rice. House tonight?
Yeah.
Now think about it, man. That meal can last a couple of days, too. Yeah, so
well,
you're...
I hit it pretty hard.
You hit it pretty hard, yeah. I know.
Well, I got plenty left. You boys want to stop by for lunch, that's available.
Well, I won't think about that. I got to go... I got my doctor's appointments today.
Ooh.
11:30. I got to go do Hannah this morning.
Hannah
Gefford over at WRNR. Because JB's not... We do that thing on Thursday morning.
You take him with you?
No, he's down in Charleston. They had the labor council by...
No,
you know.
Him.
No, I'm not going to take him with me. it's my show. He'll
take right over.
Yeah, he's like
Stewart's
like a professional actor, you know.
He'll walk on you.
I thought the play was about me. Why is this guy in front?
Hey, Stewart, don't get me wrong. I love your style, brother. you got a big hammer. He ain't playing with no carpenter's hammer. He got a sledgehammer.
So, anyway.
I'm pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You know, the devil, when he actually comes to see you,
bring it.
He comes in as your best friend.
Bring it.
Say, hey, well, you know, why don't we just head on down this other road here? Hey. There'd be riches and wealth
now. Hey, you mind your own business and don't be minding mine.
Don't be minding mine.
Yeah.
That's a Hank Williams version of going
down. That's right.
Right. Well, I mean, as long as, you know, it's your road and come on, you know, you're not blocking the traffic.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, I'm telling you.
It's a good thing.
Damn.
It's a good thing you're president.
Well, it's a good thing I ain't.
No, if you're the smartest guy in the world. Well, no, I guess we don't
If you're the smartest guy in the world, you're not the president.
Well, you got a point. That's something that's worth
that's
thinking
the least
about.
Common denominator.
That's worth thinking about right there. Okay. Does it really attract smart people? We thought so with Obama, but now we're not sure.
Well, now it attracts them. It doesn't change.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That
spate comes around every once in a while and says, gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, guess what the higher education proposal of the Republicans is?
No kindergarten.
No, we're going to abolish seniority.
Oh, no.
The state employment. We need to get rid of all these old farts. We're paying them more money. We're going to get rid of them.
They shoot horses, don't they?
Yep. And they're going to... Right. We should lay off the most senior, not the least senior. Yeah, it's part of this. What's this? Keith Ellison. He wants to... call for impeachment. Keith Ellison argued that Donald Trump committed impeachable offenses on day one. There you go.
Sounds like my kind of DNC leader.
You think he's going to win, Stuart, Keith?
Yeah. I do think he's going to win now.
All right, so we think that Keith Ellison is going to be the new DNC chair, which is going to be, an experiment in a way to see whether the Democratic Party can be shifted a bit here. But we'll see what happens.
Well, he's a big...
We can't, I know your profundities are being lost on our audience at the moment because you're calling from over in the cornfield. Remember the discussions we've had?
He's out in the woods.
About old timers headed out into the cornfield. Anyway, so, all right, Hound Dog, what's the advice for this week? How are you going to get through the next week? I mean, considering how the past two have gone, what about this coming one next week? What do you got? We're going to be headed into March. Is it time to buy more guns? That's one of my questions.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Yeah, there's already enough, you mean?
There's plenty.
Yeah, okay.
There's more than enough to go around.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Amen. You can only handle one at a time or two. If you got 2 6 shooters, then you either got two or one.
Yeah, you ain't got three hands.
You got three hands.
You know, so you need to get one of those.
You can only either have one or two.
I want one of those big guns that, who was the former governor of Minnesota that was in that movie Predator with Arnold?
The wrestler.
I don't know, great guy, actually. But he when he was in that movie Predator with Arnold, he had a gun that would, you know, fire off 1,000 rounds a, you know, second or something shit like that, you know, just roll over, mow down half a forest, you know, within a minute or two.
Well, in order to do that, you'd have to have a, you know, a whole wagon load of bullets.
Well, there's that too.
So I rest my case.
Yeah, you want to carry a wagon load of bullets through the jungle.
Yeah, dragging this wagon around with you everywhere you go.
I know, if you lose your wagon, your gun's not
worth
it.
I'd rather have a dragon.
You'd rather have, I like that.
A pet dragon. That dude can fly, breathe fire.
Right, right.
All sleeps with one eye open.
Yeah, and has a hunger for gold.
Yeah.
That don't make you much different than the billionaires, actually.
Yeah,
Oh, man. Hey, I was reading an article about the lifestyles of the billionaires the other day. It was really interesting. Now, some of them are just out now, outers, you know, like the Trump and a few others, right? But and like Bill Gates and people, they're, you know, they're out in society. They're doing things, right? Everybody, they know they're billionaires. They don't hide.
Where's
but most of them, but most of them hide.
Like Howard Hughes.
Yeah, or worse, you know.
They're recluses.
Rebellion. Oh, wow. Well, this is not news. You know, the intelligence community, by the way, do we know who they are? I mean, when you say, they said the intelligence community, they're clearly trying to overthrow Trump. I mean, that is clear that they don't like him, and they're doing as much harm to him.
They don't trust him.
Well, they're right not to, but they're
no. These guys, you got.
Well, they're beyond that. They're the source of all these freaking leaks. Okay, they're just leaking the hell out of him right now. You know.
Well, they keep doing it. Well, they're patriots.
Looks like it.
Yeah, they're patriots. They ride for country.
All those stupid guys using their, you know, all these stupid alt-right guys Nazi guys using their cell phones. It turns out the CIA is picking up everything they say.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you don't think, that's like that bonehead, what's his name, talking to the Russian guy. If he didn't think he was listening, what an idiot.
Yeah, right.
Jesus. Mary, mother, and Joseph. Duck. God.
I know, they got him going.
Yeah, it really gets me, man, because, you know, in my previous life, in my business, my job world, you know, I had a little taste of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you would be surprised.
At what they know, right?
At what they know.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. I mean, if you're listening.
But it only makes sense. You have to pay attention. Whether it's your home, your, you know, whatever world you live in, you have to pay attention.
Well, that's true.
And if you don't pay attention, you're liable to get hit by a bus. I've been walking around almost 65 years, and I ain't got hit by a bus yet.
Well, you got hit by...
So obviously, I must be paying attention.
You got hit by one of those celestial buses.
Yeah, it was pretty bus, too.
Yeah, right. Anyway, man.
Yeah, it sure was a pretty ride, isn't it?
That's right.
That was fun.
Anyway, how's the farm doing, buddy?
Oh, most excellent.
I understand the goat. I understand the goat is gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
We made that sound of Stuart could write a new poem starting "The Goat Is Gone." You know, that might be a...
I'm glad the goat is gone.
He had another good line this morning. He tell you the thumbnail moon. What was it?
Thumbnail moon.
On the ridge.
Rose over the ridge.
A thumbnail moon rose over the ridge. Okay. I like that. It's okay. Good start.
Yeah, it'd be like a little thumbnail.
Yeah, you could have a... It sounds like the opening to a ballad. You know, turns out the
thumbnail moon blues.
Thumbnail is a, you know.
I got the thumbnail blues.
I got the thumbnail blues, man. I lost my thumbnail, and now my thumb hurts. I you know, sounds like a Jimmy Carter thing. But by the way, Jimmy's doing good. Jimmy's doing good. 90 some years old, and out there doing the, you know, helping build a home. What's that big thing he did? You know, the build a house for
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how about old Pence raking up leaves and up in that graveyard?
He was raking leaves in the graveyard?
Yeah. Over there where they turned.
I didn't hear about that. What's that about?
Man, them people went in there and knocked over those.
Oh, right.
Knocked over all those tombstones.
Oh, Jewish graveyard. Yeah. And what did he do?
And they put out a thing on like Facebook or something. They wanted $20,000.
Yeah.
And it only took about 20 minutes. And it was by the Islamic people donated the money.
Wow. Oh, and so you're saying Mike Pence
and now
went there?
And now it's gone viral. They've got getting thousands and thousands and thousands of
dollars. So what did Mike Pence do?
He was down there, had to rake in his hand, raking up leaves around there, had his shirt sleeves rolled up, his tie all.
Was it in Indiana that it happened? Was it in his home state or any somewhere else?
No,
somewhere
else.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Wherever it was.
That's interesting.
St. Louis.
Oh, it was in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Right outside St. Louis.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's...
There was hundreds of them. They had a crane in there and all kinds of stuff. These things were big, man. Some of these things were... How they got knocked over is beyond me.
So Pence was out there...
He jumped in there and was helping.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
You know, politics. You know how that is.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's hanging... He's the vice president of the guy, you know, who's inciting this crap.
Well, he'd make better sense to me because he is a politician. He knows the game. Donald has no clue of this game. I know every game in the world.
Yeah, but Mike Pence would never have gotten elected president, and Trump did.
No.
So one of them understands something about politics. Okay. This business that he's an idiot. I'm holding my breath.
Well, I don't know whether he is or not, but he sure acts like it.
Maybe
we'll see how far it gets.
Yeah.
Page two.
I don't want to be, you know, I was quite, I rebuked myself repeatedly for being so foolish during the election, is not taking him as seriously as I, you know, and so now I'm.
Yeah. Now a lot of people in that boat.
You know, I think, you know.
Present company included.
Yeah, right. I mean, and I think when we make mistakes, you know, before we start throwing bombs at other people, we need to confess our mistakes.
Yes.
Don't you agree, Stuart?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, because we're just bullshitters.
If you don't screw up once in a while, you ain't doing it.
Right.
You know.
You know, and so I think it's worth. Yeah, you know, I mean, and you know, I have friends of mine that you know dumping all over Hillary, and I agree she made mistakes because I made the same mistake.
Well, they all make everything. You know, there's none of them that are. You know, they only ever made one perfect person. You know, and we didn't like it,
two.
So we tacked them on the wall.
Two. That's me.
You and him?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
And neither of us were perfect. It's just that because of our special relationship, all of our faults are forgiven. You understand that?
What time is it?
Oh, it's 7 o'clock. No. Yeah, it's exactly 7:04. We're over the limit, buddy.
No,
we are way over the limit.
We're allowed
anyway. Well, it's been
everybody out there in the internet world. Do not miss Epic Radio.
www.enlightenradio.org. Anyway, so we're going to be...
And it's Hound Dog signing off. Abel, I'll see you next week.
All right, I'm running for president again. But hey. I'm still competing in the 1864 election somehow.
Well, you're a little late.
You know, my namesake down there, they claim he's going to beat me. You've heard of Abe Lincoln, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm as distant... I'm Abel Eakin.
You're Abel Eakin.
Abel Eakin, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And but we...
You're still able to be leaking.
Right, you know. He's wondering, you know, why, you know, he's winning so good. It's because all of my ghost votes are going to him. He thought he would lose 1864.
All right, friends and neighbors. That's my co-host.
All right, the Civil War will be over eventually. Don't worry, pals. Okay, anyway, lost in time here on Epic Radio, Eastern Panhandle Independent Community Radio. It is late, but everything come next.
Have a good day.